Hello and welcome to the Banter Boys with Lucas and
Zayden.
Today we are informing you about the NBA final stats, the
European Cup Euros,
and we're just gonna have a little chat together. Okay, short, let's get
one,
on.
It's a short one today, 15 minutes, guys.
Yep. So how's the European
Cup has only just started. I'm aware that you guys know, but the European Cups have just started. The hosts are Germany, smashing Scotland in the first game, 5-1. What a game! And Romania versus Ukraine was a crazy game. I saw them crazy Romanian goals. Yeah, it's crazy.
And now here's the stats for the Europe.
The top goal scorers right now. Oh, no, it's the qualifiers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, European qualifiers.
Yeah, this isn't actually for this for qualifying.
Oh, womp.
Okay, bro. Anyway, I'm just going to say the qualifications are the most goal scorers for the qualifications is Portugal with 36. Most possession for the qualifiers is Germany at 68. Passing accuracy in the qualifiers is Spain, 90.8. Total attempts is highest is Portugal, 193.
Wow, that's a big difference from their goal scoring, hey?
Yep. Tackles, Kazakhstan is making the most tackles of a whopping 194
for qualifiers. That's about 43-point distance from Georgia.
Kazakhstan has gotten a lot of balls recovered. Okay, that sounded weird. A lot of balls recovered from the passing. That's why it's so high on tackles. Over whopping 460.
Wow.
Saves. Surprisingly, which is Liechtenstein with 55 saves. What a crazy. And Gibraltar's second. Clean sheet is Portugal with a total of 9.
Can you explain to me what's a clean sheet?
Like when a goalkeeper, right, is about to make a good save, and they go like this, and
explain it, like...
Okay, let's say the guy's rushing him with the ball, right?
Yeah.
The goalkeeper rushes him, slide tackles. No, doesn't rush him, but like, rushes him, but doesn't slide tackle, and all saves right. The ball. That's a clean sheet.
Oh, cool. Okay, now we're moving on to the NBA final stats, which... I'm disappointed in the Dallas Mavericks, but they did put up a good fight in the fourth game.
I don't know anything
about
basketball. Of all
games, bro. Anyway, so for the series stats, Jason Tatum with GP of 5. I don't know what that means. Okay, minutes, 40.2 per game. That's... Wow. Oh, my God. How does he run? Okay, there's... There's points per game, 22.2. Jaylen Brown on 20.8. Drew Holiday on 14.4. Derek White on 13.8. Kristaps Porzingis on 12.3. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's their starting five. That's all that I need to say for them. Okay, now here's the Dallas Mavericks, who put up a good fight in game 4, but then sadly lost in game 5, which is crazy.
Trash.
With
I don't know anything about basketball, I'm sorry.
So Luka Doncic with a wow, nearly 30 points with 29.2 points per game. Kyrie Irving with 20 points. That's a really good two. PJ Washington with 10.8. Daniel Gafford with 8. 6.6 and 5.6 for Derek Lively. Hello. Okay, my sister's just entered the room. I really don't want her to be in here, but she's gonna do it. Anyway, so we're gonna go for our short break right now. We're gonna go for a short break with the song named Houdini by Eminem. Yeah, Houdini by Eminem is starting right now.
I was listening to the album. Good fuck. You're on your own.
Shot at a feet. I don't know, but I'm glad to be back like that. Emoji. My shit may not be age appropriate, but I will hit an 8-year-old in the face with a participation trophy.
I have zero doubts that this whole world's about to turn into some Girl Scouts. That censorship bureau's out.
Set me down. So when I started this verse, it did start off lighthearted at first, but it feels like I'm targeted. Mind-boggling how my profit is skyrocketed. Look what I pocketed. Yeah, the shit is just like y'all have been light jogging in. I've been running at full speed, and that's why I'm ahead like my noggin. And I'm the fight y'all get in when you debate who the best, but outside white.
Okay, so breaks ended.
Yup. Anyways, Lucas, what's the worst advice you could ever give to someone?
Wait, let's not hop in. Okay, so back with our sponsor, my mom.
Woo-hoo!
Let's give a clap. Cool. Okay, so now we're moving on to the banter, which you all know, you would have, you know. Anyway, so here's the worst advice you've been ever given. Right now, I'm going to type it into my computer, and we're going to rate advice.
Oh, yeah, but let's do that. That actually sounds fun.
Okay, so okay. Now, you are enough. Whatever you do, whatever happens, you're already 100% perfect.
It's good, yeah.
What do you rate it out of 10?
8. It's good.
Makes me feel happy.
Okay. So, next line. When I tell my kids I'll do something in a minute, what I'm really saying is, please forget. Oh my, that's funny. Okay, so in funniness, what would you rate that?
5. It's pretty basic.
I'd rate it 8.
Blood's humor is broken.
Okay.
Lucas, should we rate and tell us pickup lines?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I got one. Yeah. Hey, are you tired because you've been running from my mind all day?
That's like the driest pickup line.
Oh, shush up.
In the whole world.
I got one.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Lucas, you do one to me now.
Well, this is the, like, the OG pickup line, but it is, are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only Tennessee.
Dry as hell.
Oh, shut up.
Driving Sahara Desert. Driving.
Okay,
driving
of course you can
Africa.
Say that. Of course you can say that.
Anyways, I got a good one. Hey, are you, I forgot, hold up. Hey, are you 991? Cause I need your number.
No. Like to get a girl, I'd rate that like a 4.
You're tweaking, little bro. You're tweaking.
Okay, so here's mine. Do you like raisins? How do you feel about a date?
Oh, okay, that's good. That's goaded.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
You totally didn't search it up.
No, I didn't.
Totally. If I could rearrange. Think, you know how there's 23, 22 letters in the whole alphabet?
What? But there's 25.
No, you know how it's 25 alphabet letters in alphabet, right?
This guy messed it up. Yeah?
They're missing two more, me and you.
That's crazy. Okay, if I could...
I'll go on. Okay. I think... I forgot. Hold on, you should go. I forgot.
Oh, my God. If I could rearrange the alphabet, I put you and I together. Hey, that's a good one. Yeah, yeah.
So, are you a parking ticket? Because I got, because you've got fine written all over you.
Crazy.
I stopped doing this. It's kind of weird.
Okay. Oh, worst jobs in the world.
Worst jobs in the world. We should talk about that.
Okay.
What do you think the worst job is in the world is?
Okay, so, what?
I think the worst job in the world is going into like sewer pipes, getting stuff out of it. So you'd be covered in like poo and stuff. Oh, and you'd be swimming in it and you could barely breathe. It'd be so claustrophobic. I would hate that job.
Oh, I reckon what's it called? A grave digger. If you dig graves even in midday, when you go to sleep at night, that will be crazy.
So if you search up all the worst jobs in the world, right? And I'm looking at it, and it says this: Birmingham Palace. What? How does that make sense? You mean being a soldier at Birmingham Palace or being Birmingham Palace?
Let's change the subject. Anyway, so what's the best roast anyone's ever done to you?
I don't know, actually. You go.
So...
Let's do a roast battle.
No. Wait, let me just tell you this. So, once it looked like I tied a race to my dad, right? Mm-hmm. But I really lost, and he's trying to say I tied because he's really nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, ever since that day, he's been haunting me. And this was, like, when I was five, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was like 12 years ago. Oh, no.
That was 12 years ago. You wouldn't exist. Just joking. Psych.
Okay, so anyway. Okay, let's do a roast battle.
All right, you go first.
You're so slow. I mean, your mom's so slow that it took her 9 months to make a joke.
So I would arrest you, but I'm not allowed to burn garbage.
Crazy. But, okay.
It's some old roast. I know some old dry roast. Okay. I'm sorry.
But I had to.
What are you searching up?
Anyway.
Good roast.
You have a face that would make onions cry.
I could. PV, your mom has to take something away.
You know.
Oh, no. My mom asks me something. She asks me this. Whenever I'm in trouble, she said to shake something about my favorite thing is away. But luckily, you're still here.
Crazy. Anyway, so, so now we're gonna, should we end the podcast here?
Yeah.
Yep, we're gonna end it. See you later.
See ya.
Say bye, Emmy.
Bye, Adventure 6-5.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to kidnap you. That's your
daily recording. I mean, weekly recording. Anyway, see ya.
Just joking. I'm not going to kidnap you guys.
Just joking.